The Peace Corps is taking aim at a new source of recruits, out-of-work.com workers. A new ad by its San Francisco recruitment office reads, .com.gone, now it's time to network in the real world. Since the campaign began several months ago, interest in signing up for the Peace Corps has doubled. Other volunteer organizations also are benefiting from the technology slowdown. Megan Williams of Youth Radio has this report.
6 months ago, Jessica Sue was leading the stereotypical dot-com life, working 14-hour days for an online advertising firm called iTraffic. It was her first job out of college. She had stock options and an office with a waiting pool out back.
Well, as at iTraffic, I was constantly in front of the computer.
These days, Jessica has lots of free time and checks her email from her San Francisco apartment in her pajamas. In January, she left the dot-com life and applied to the Peace Corps. She's poised for a 2-year stint working with farmers in Haiti.
What I'm really looking for is more human interaction. Being able to see, I guess, the fruits of my labor, you know what I mean? To do something that is really rewarding and that other people can benefit from, you know, rather than selling something.
With the internet bubble burst, nonprofit officials are seeing an influx of resumes from Sue and others, once destined for corporate recruiters. The Industry Standard, a magazine that tracks the online world, has counted more than 100,000 layoffs in the last year and a half. Some new job seekers are willingly taking their marketing and technical savvy to lower-paying nonprofits, while others say they have little choice. Still more leaving their dot-com skills behind for a, quote, meaningful job. The Peace Corps says their applications generally increase in tough economic times, but John Clausen, a Peace Corps regional recruiter for Northern California, believes his organization is a particularly good fit for IT workers.
There's not a lot of structure in Peace Corps. And that's one thing, I guess, nice about the dot-com people, because they're working kind of in a non-structured environment, which lends itself towards working, fitting into Peace Corps a little bit better.
But not every nonprofit is eager to embrace laid-off dot-commers. Kim Bucell is in charge of hiring for KidsNet, a nonprofit group that analyzes children's media. 5 to 10% of her applications for a recent job posting came from dot-commers. A record, she says. But Bucell isn't making high-tech experience a top priority.
I think we'll still be looking for people with nonprofit experience, people with a proven interest in the issues that we deal with is really as important or more important than a lot of the other requirements we might look for.
When Bucell screened her applicants for salary requirements, all of the dot-commers wanted more money than she could pay. For Sue, her dot-com job paid about $40,000 a year. Sue and her colleagues were never among the overnight millionaires profiled in Fortune magazine. Instead, she says, they were more like the proletariat of the internet revolution, working long hours for mid-level salaries.
A lot of people that come out of the dot-com world feel like they've been exploited, especially the younger people. Not so much the senior level management, but the younger people. If I'm spending 12 to 14 hours a day doing something, then I want it. You know, I want it to be something that I'm passionate about.
But for many dot-commers, the tech market crash makes leaving the field less of a choice than a necessity. Rick Fasani started working for the database firm MicroStrategy 3 years ago. The company recently laid off 2/3 of its online division, and Fasani has resigned. After 2 other dot-coms turned down his application, he's widened his search to nonprofits as well. On his lunch break, at a mall near his soon-to-be former office in Falls Church, Virginia, he seems disappointed.
When I graduated from college, the job market was just so good. The opportunities for wealth and success were actually so good in the internet world, you felt stupid not pursuing them. So if the job market was still what it once was, which I wouldn't call normal, I would probably be looking to have another job at this point and be jumping from one company to another.
For people like Rick Fasani and Jessica Sue, the dot-com world is turning out to be more of a detour than a destination. Fortunately, for some talent-hungry nonprofit groups, many young people are back to contemplating one of the more prosaic concerns of post-college life: how to save the world and pay the rent. For NPR News, I'm Megan Williams.